Welcome to Healthy Lifestyles Living. This is Larry Lewis. Today's article, remove negative thoughts. If you are having yet another bad day, and you're thinking thoughts about how dreadful things are, and how bad life can be, it's time to start changing how your mind sees and interprets things. Most importantly, it's time to remove negative thoughts. It does amaze me how many people I meet or talk to who are predominantly negative thinkers. They see the bad in everything. At the moment, I'm dealing with a wonderful lady. She's very capable. In fact, I'd go as far to say she's brilliant. But she doesn't know it. In fact, worse still, she's constantly putting herself down. Negativity will frequently raise its head when in conversation with her. Her negative thinking ensures she fears for her future. She puts herself down, criticizes herself for simply, easily made mistakes, doubts her abilities, and expects failure. Negative thinking damages her confidence and affects her performance skills. It really can be that destructive. She has to remove negative thoughts to have any chance of success. So do you pay attention to your state of mind? How do you think? Studies show that positive thinkers tend to lead happier and more productive lives. So if you're not a positive thinker, it's time you learned to think differently, because it will, have no doubts, improve your life. I suppose part of the problem is many people don't know whether they're positive or negative thinkers. They don't take the time to monitor their thoughts. But if they did, they probably couldn't tell the difference anyway. From my own experience, I know positive thinking has tremendous benefits, both mentally and physically. It is so important that you take every chance to create positivity in your life. When you're positive, everything in life can seem so good, and opportunities seem to just rise in front of you from nowhere. Yet negativity so often is the strongest force within us. One of our great challenges in life is to avoid negativity, a negative attitude to ourselves and to others. For some, it is so easy to become doubtful, critical, depressed, scared, guilty, sad, or even angry. While for others, it's just as easy to see the beauty in the ordinary and take out the positives in life. Some will go out of their way to look for the failings and faults of others. It is as if we are blind to their good qualities, but their mistakes stand out in our mind. Others will always try to find the good aspects of people and praise them for it. At times, we're excessively unforgiving with ourselves or automatically jump to wrong conclusions about people's motives and thoughts. Maybe you're criticizing yourself each time you look in the mirror. This is something that so many I work with feel. It's a dreadful way of being. Life's too damn short to walk around in a cloud of negativity, which only serves to bring you down. We often focus on all of the negatives around us, and although positivity is there, we don't see it. We dwell on the negative, and by doing so, we invite other negative energy to embrace us and connect with us, missing out on all the positive around us. All the time, we are faced with choices. Do I see the negative? Or do I see the positive? Choosing negativity over positivity is a choice, however one that is mostly done subconsciously. Your negative thoughts and strong emotions are just automatic, not in your control. You can't help it, right? Wrong. You are able to control your negative thoughts and behaviors. Staying present to yourself and your outlook is the first step towards change. By staying present, you must first be aware that you have a negativity bias. Suddenly, you can be your own policeman, watching out over your feelings, emotions, thoughts, and opinions. Your starting point is to be conscious of them and change them proactively. You need to start adopting thought awareness process by which you observe your thoughts, become aware of what is going through your head. One approach to it is to observe your stream of consciousness as you think about a stressful situation. Do not suppress any thoughts. Instead, you just let them run their course while you watch them and write them down. See what negative thoughts are going through your mind. Don't fight them. Simply acknowledge them. Once you are clear to what you are thinking, simply grab that thought and change it instantly into something positive. This is about replacement towards your positive thoughts. You want to feel the positive emotions. Remember, this may take practice, and the stronger you feel the emotion, the better. I can tell you, this is magical and works. The more you do this, the easier it will be. So keep practicing, and whatever you do, don't beat yourself up for having negative thoughts. They happen to the best of us. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Winston Churchill. You are at the centre of your world. And if you like yourself and are good to yourself, then it becomes a lot easier to think optimistically about your future and the world around you. Thank you for joining me today. This is Larry Lewis.